You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Thursday evening's action in Leopardstown. We've got a card on the flat there, seven races through until 9 p.m. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, very good, mate. Very, very good indeed.
Good man. We've got a decent enough card in Leopardstown tonight and then a real big weekend coming up in Ireland as well. We've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday cards at the Curragh, the Saturday being the Irish Derby, Sunday being the Pretty Polly Stakes, and of course we'll be hearing from you over the weekend and on Saturday and Sunday. So you're looking forward to this week. It's a good close to the week, isn't it?
It is, yeah. This three-day fixture is one of my favourite meetings of the year. I do like the Curragh from a punting perspective. There's always big fields as well. Some of the horses have been saved specifically for this meeting. Obviously we've got the Irish Derby slap bang in the middle on Saturday as well towards the back end, which we'll be covering on the radio, and we'll be covering as well Sunday's meeting at the Curragh as well, which has also got plenty of great races. So something for everyone, action-packed stuff, and hopefully we can have a few winners not only there but at Leopardstown tonight as well.
Yeah, get some ammunition for the weekend.
Indeed.
What do you make of Leopardstown tonight, Andy?
Yeah, always the same Leopardstown, a mixture of good maidens, a few nice handicaps, and you know, a couple of quality horses on show, most notably in the 755. I always just find, as I've stipulated many occasions, Leopardstown a tricky track to punt on because the races are often run at a bit of a stop-start gallop and they tend to be dominated by horses who can just quicken off the home turn. So highlighting those should be, in theory, quite easy, but it's not as easy as it is on paper. But we'll have a crack at it and so we can get a few winners in the can.
Yeah, hopefully so. 5:50 is the first race this evening. We start with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF auction race, so over 7 furlongs. Glenamoy Lad is the 5-2 favourite, being supported from 7-2 this morning as well. 5-1 for Honour and Glory. Misty Mountain is 5-1. Bit of a nibble from sevens there as well. 6-1 for Bective. 8-1 for Mr. Adjudicator. That one's weak in the betting. 8s for Panda Green and 10s or bigger for the rest. What do you make of the opener, Andy?
Yeah, quite an amalgamation of horses from different strands of form. We haven't got any of the big players here tonight either. You know, your Joseph O'Brien's of this world, Joseph O'Brien, Aidan O'Brien's of this world haven't got runners here. Obviously, we've got to respect Jim Baldur and Dermot Well, but those two respective runners don't appear to be that madly strongly fancied in the market. So it might well be that the horses have already shown a bit of form. Might come to the fore here. What I can say is nothing in this race has done any fantastic speed figures either. That's usually my kind of guide. So I am struggling for inspiration here, but I can say that Glenamoy Lad has run to at least a reasonable number here at this track as well, and that was last time out behind Murdiff. He did really well to overcome a poor draw as well. Stuck out right on the outside in stall 13. He's no good to anyone. So therefore, I think you've got to upgrade that performance on ground that might not have necessarily suited him either. It was noticeable that this horse on debut was only a 5-2 poke down in Tipperary when he was never near and knocked about fifth behind Pedestal from the O'Brien stable. So obviously this horse is held in some regard, and judged on the activity of the betting this morning, I think those that have kind of lost a few quid on him up to now might get a chance of recouping it. So he's definitely on the shortlist. I'd certainly have to give Mr. Adjudicator a fair shout. Stamina seemed to be his forte the other day when he got up to force a dead heat with Fox Dream down in Listowel the other day. I think if he managed to win round that track, which is quite a tightish bend where you need to be showing good track craft, you should be able to cope with all the hustle and bustle that is often associated with racing at Leopardstown. So even though he's an obvious selection at been as he's won last time, his odds suggest that he's been slightly overlooked here, which could be not a very sensible stance to take. Given that Honour and Glory is by a famous name, who, of course, was virtually unbeatable here at Leopardstown, it wouldn't surprise me if he was to go in the same sort of way that his dad did. I think he's an interesting runner from the newcomers. But Glenamoy Lad, he probably just about sets the standard, and hopefully tonight he can improve upon his last run here from a bad draw, stepping up in trip.
Glenmore Lad, then Frandy in the opening race. Race number two is the 6:20, and this one is a maiden over 7 furlongs. Schubert and Midnight Crossing, the 11-4 joint favourites this morning. 5-1 for Palmetto Dunes. Rosie Is a Rose is 7-1. It's 10s into 8s for Time to Reason. 14-1 King Tout, and 16s or bigger for the others. We've got two horses there disputing favouritism, Andy, that are becoming a little bit frustrating now. So do you side with one of them to finally get their day in the sun, or do you take on the top end of the market?
Yeah, I'd probably take them on. I think in according with their overall profiles, I think Connections are getting a little bit frustrated themselves, and hence the fact that they've both got headgear on for the first time on their next respective run. Schubert, first time cheek pieces after a fairly tame effort at Gowran the other day when he was 11-8 poke. I'm just not overly convinced about him, but of course horses with headgear can improve rapidly, as I know, and therefore we shouldn't write him off too soon. And the same comments apply to Midnight Crossing, who's got the blinkers on for the first time. She was fourth here the other day behind Cockatoo Island. It's a race which has worked out quite well because the second horse, Crafty Jewel, has won subsequently down in Cork. So both of those two have got claims of sorts, albeit they're not the most convincing of pairings at shortish odds. The one I quite like here at a price is Time to Reason. I think his fourth at Fairy House of the day was at least as good as what the front two in the market has achieved, and yet we can get double or even treble the price for Johnny Murta's charge. And considering that was his first run since January, where he was a nice introductory effort behind one of Mickey Halford's called Roman Impero, I thought it was a nice run by this gelding by Kalaki. He kept on quite nicely in the latter stage. He certainly wasn't overly punished to finish fourth behind Flying Fairies and Kid Malibu, a couple of horses that were well-backed and dominated the market. He's got a nice low draw, the odds in good form, the ground should be ideal, trip's not a problem either. So, Time to Reason, definitely the value each way call in the second race, each way at 8-1.
Each way pick for Andy then. In the second race, the third race on the card is the 6:50. This is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over a mile. And the market headed by the O'Briens, really. Joseph O'Brien has the favourite in the shape of Eagle Spirit, who's 11-8 into even money. Aidan O'Brien then has the next two in the market. Venezuela at 3-1, 9-2 for Diodorus. Dermot Well finally gets involved down the market. Neoclassical weak in the betting, though. Sixers out to 12, so doubled in price already this morning. 16-1 bar those. What do you make of it, Andy? Will it be an O'Brien benefit, this?
Well, I think the noticeable thing to say is that all is fair in love and war between the O'Brien family, isn't it? Because on a couple of occasions, Aidan O'Brien's had a very short price favourite in maidens, and you'd expect, you know, sort of like big-priced outsiders from Joseph's Barn not to have, therefore, much of a say in the matter. But that wasn't the case the other day, if you remember rightly, at Gowran Park, when the exact same scenario happened, where Sir Edward Lanty was backed into 4-6 favourite. He made the run, he looked as though he was going to win, and then lo and behold, up pops Joseph O'Brien's intricately to win at 33-1 up the inside. And you're thinking, how on earth did that happen? But like I say, it's happened before, and I'm sure it'll happen again. And there's a good chance here that Joseph will get one over on his old man again in the shape of Eagle Spirit. The big thing about this horse, of course, is he had the benefit of a previous run, and of course it was here at this track when he was noted doing some very, very nice work behind one of Dermot Wells' first-time out winners called Currency Convert. I think it was a really good maiden. It had to be a good maiden because Aidan O'Brien himself had a very warm order in the race called Douglas McCarthy, if you remember. Supposedly one of Aidan O'Brien's better two-year-olds. Went off at 2-5. He was back from odds against to massive odds on, and he finished last of six. So, you know, that could have been a decent race. Therefore, I do think Eagle Spirit, who, like I say, finished third and an eye-catching one at that, certainly deserves to be a very short price favourite here. With just normal improvement, stepping up in trip, he looks an honest and game type. Actually, he's quite a nice scopey type as well, looking at him just on the TV from afar. But yeah, I think he'll win this comfortably here, this Eagle Spirit. Hopefully he'll be a little bit more aggressively ridden in the night, and he can make his experience count.
Eagle Spirit then, Frandy in the 6:50. The 7:25 is race number four on the card. This one is an apprentice handicap over a mile. Market headed by Ratil, who's 11-4. 100-34 Drillmaster, who's supported from fives this morning. 6-1 Texas Radio. Zeb Grey is 13-2. It's 12-1 for Mr. Ormsby and Redout Dancer. 12s also for Okra, and 16s are bigger for the rest. Who do you like in that apprentice handicap?
Well, Ratil actually is a horse that I've had my eye on for quite a while. He's run a couple of eye-catching races on the all-weather. He's managed to win a couple. But ultimately, he's a very, very short price here for a horse who's yet to try a mile. He's one of those horses that looks as though he'll stay a mile standing on his head, and it's actually probably a distance that he's going to improve upon. based on the evidence of what he's been doing over 6 and 7 furlongs. But like I say, until he's done it, you can't be absolutely sure. And I don't know, it just makes no appeal to me at 11-4, 5-2 this morning. I think there's much better options than him in this race. I think Zeb Gray's got to have a massive chance. Now, strongly fancied here the other day to back up her win, down in Navan. But the ground went against her, and even though she hit the front and looked most likely to win turning for home, her stamina rather ebbed away on the ground in the latter stages. But if you go back to her run on the 11th of June when she beat Drillmaster, who's a very, very durable and consistent sort, and set the standard going into that handicap, then you turn to give Adrian McGuinness's charge every chance here. She clearly is in great heart. She's yet to run a bad race in the last 4 or 5 starts. Could have done with a slightly better draw. That would be any negative I could throw in her direction. But providing the rain stays away and she gets good ground to run on, the 13-2 on offer with William Hill this morning looks a fair each-way bet for Zeb Gray.
Zeb Gray each way then. In the 7.25, race number 5 on the card is the 7.55. This one is a handicap over a mile. Mr. Wright is the favourite this morning. Was 5-1, now 7-2 at the top of the market. 9-2 for Canary Row. Daredevil Day is 9-2. 6-1 for Ploughboy. The Tulip, 6-1 as well. 7's for Burning Bullet and 11-1. On bigger prices for the others. That's a relatively open handicap, this 7.55. Andy, what do you make of it?
Well, this race might have a little bit of a different complexion surrounding it. If Mr. Wright obviously doesn't run, winner course last night, 24 hours ago at Nace. I kicked myself really for not tipping him because he's a horse I've been with from the start of the season, ever since he posted that fantastic speed figure at the Curra. But I just wasn't sure whether he'd stay 7 furlongs. But stay 7 furlongs he did. But the problem is he's up to a mile tonight, so even if Connections did decide to run him, there's obviously an element of doubt attached to him. What we do know is that Canary Row will definitely get the trip. He's been such a consistent performer this season. He's hard not to throw into the equation here because that third behind Craig's Pipes in a red hot handicap at the Curra certainly reads well on paper. Then the negative I've got in his direction is that he's run here 5 times and yet to really perform to his best. But that could be a dangerous way of thinking because I think he's just turned the corner mentally since those dim and dismal days in the past. The one I quite like here, however, is Ploughboy. A very consistent animal, as you can see by his form figures. And he ran a really good race at Listowel the other day, only just failing to get up in the closing stages and nab straight of Zanzibar. He was a really good second behind Don't Bother Me 3 starts ago and a very fast time figure. And I think if he can run to that level here from his inside draw, Garvin Donnelly's 5-year-old should be there or thereabouts. Round about 6-7-1 this morning. Ploughboy is the each-way choice in the 7.55.
So Ploughboy for Andy in the 7.55 then. On to the 8.30 next, race number 6 on the card. This one is a 6-furlong handicap. And the market's headed by Blair Main, who's 5-2. 7-2 for Flower Hill Nova. 12s into 7s for Fit for Function, so support for that one. 7-1 for Twin Falls. 8-1 Joanna. 10-1 for Somebody Told Me. And 11s or bigger for the others. Interesting races, Andy. You've got Hattrick Seeking Blair Main at the top of the market, but money in opposition for Fit for Function. So what do you make of the race?
Yeah, I'm willing to stay with Blair Main. I rather foolishly opposed this horse last time out, which I had every reason to do so. The horse was dropping back in trip from 7 furlongs. It was drawn 16 of 17. And I thought, this looks quite a difficult task for it to overcome. But it did it with such style and panache that I must admit, I've reformed my opinion on this horse. I think he's very much going places and he's worthy of his £12 hike in the weights. He was really good the time before and he quickened on demand at the same venue. And it was that instantaneous turn of foot which was enabling him to get scamper away from his field the last day. Kevin Fallon has obviously struck up a good partnership with this horse. He's a real point-and-shoot kind of animal, a push-button horse, as they call, where he's got an instantaneous turn of foot. And that is exactly what you need here at Leopardstown. You need a combination of getting up the hill, but you need to change gear quite quickly, because races obviously develop in the short home straight, which is only about 2.5 furlongs. So the turn of foot that Blair May shown on his last two runs should hopefully cut him apart from his rivals here tonight. And at 5-2 this morning, he's not a bad price to complete the hat-trick.
Blemming then in the 8.30 and the 9 o'clock is the final race on the card. This is a handicap over a mile and 7 furlongs. Red House Hill, 3-1 at the top of the betting and was 9-2, so support for the Charles Burns runner here. Buzz Off Barossa is 4-1, 8-1 for Call Me PJ, 10-1 Sea of Blue, 12's Ben Rumson and also 12-1 for Black Label and Seabank. And it's 14-1 or bigger prices for the rest. Who'd you like in the finale then, Andy?
Well, the punters seem to be liking Charles Burns' horse here, and then when that's the case, then you obviously have to stand up and take notice. And you can see why this horse is a very, very popular horse on the market, on the morning markets, because he was a night catching 50 the other day in a very keenly contested race down in Roscommon. The ground would probably have been a little bit on the soft side for him, but to be fair, it didn't stop him running a very, very eye-catching race, as I said. He got stuck in behind a wall of horses as he was trying to make his run and challenging the home straight. And given that, like I say, he was very unlucky in the run, one or two punters and myself have marked him up. However, he's at a relatively skinny price now, considering he looked like being almost double those odds on the morning line. And the one at the prices now, which I do think is a smidgen of value, is the original favourite, Buzz Off Barroso. And I'd probably suggest he at 4-1 is a decent each-way alternative to the now short price favourite, because I was really impressed by the way this horse ran on his first start for New Connections when he was running up behind Parolo at Navan the other day. Typical of Navan at the moment, if you get onto that far side rail like Parolo did and get an advantage going down into the dip and before you hit the hill, it could be worth its weight in gold. And unfortunately, Buzz Off Barroso, from his wide draw, got stuck in behind horses, had to challenge wide. But given the way he really burst out of the pack and finished well clear of the rest, I suggest it was a really above-average effort from this fairly lightly raced individual. And if you have a look what the horses were in behind of that day as well, Brocopondo, who was third, has come out and won since, and Cool Fighter, who was well down the pack, he also has won a couple of times over hurdles. It was a race, don't forget, See You All in Coppers was sent odds on favour, and everyone thought that had only got to go down and come back, and that was well beaten. So I think it was a decent effort by William Mullins' filly. She's likely to improve from that run as well. And at 4-1, like I say, she looks a cracking each-way bet.
Cracking each-way bet to finish the card then. Good stuff, Andy. Let's just have a little bit of a summary then, if you'll just spin us through your selections in a nice little summary.
Yeah, once again, a very competitive card, as ever, at Leopardstown. In the opening two-year-old race, I'd probably go with Glen and Moy Ladd, following a good third here the last day from a bad draw. Time to Reason did nothing wrong on his first start on turf the other day down in Fairy House, and looks a nice each-way bet from his good draw on that 6.20. Eagle Spirit looks the best bet on the card in the 6.50 to back up that eye-catching run here on debut. In the 7.25, Zeb Gray's done nothing wrong in his last two or three runs, and returning to a better surface, I think she'll run a nice race for us there. Plowboy's the each-way poke in the 7.55. The informed Blairmain, who's got a really nice turn of foot for the grade, is taken to complete the hat-trick in the 8.30. In the final race, Buzz Off Barroso ran a really encouraging race on her last start, and I think she can improve again. So 4-1, she makes plenty of appeal.
Superb. Good work, Andy. Thank you very much. Good luck. Enjoy Leopardstown this evening, and we'll speak to you on Saturday and Sunday ahead of a superb weekend in the Curragh.
Yeah, better get my head in the phone book.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.